Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You are joined with Jazz
and Vic. Yeah, hey guys, sorry we're remote recording again. It just works better this way because we're both not in London at the same time. So it was either not give an episode or remote record. And sorry, my voice is a bit rusty. I already had like 3 drinks yesterday and like I'm really fucking finished.
Is it? What did you have?
I tried to stick with the same drink so I wasn't completely off today. Mm. But I had like 2 of this punch. Actually, maybe I had 5 drinks. Jesus Christ. Jeez. No, I had 5 drinks.
Damn, Sean.
I just remembered. 2 shots and then of this nasty tequila. And then 2 of this kind of rum punch. But it had... Actually, I don't know what punch it... I don't know what was in the punch, but I heard it was Ray and Nephew.
Frat the night,
I was like, let me stick with the same spirit.
Mm.
And I didn't want to stick with Ray and Nephew because that's too violent, or tequila. So I was like, let me go with gin, pink gin. So I stopped with that. But it was weird because, like, you know when, like, the drink you want to have is finished? So apple juice was gone. I was like, okay, great. So I had to have Coke. And I never drink Coke. Never.
Yeah, that is unheard of for you, Vic. That's way too sweet.
Honestly, it's not even the sweetness. It's just, I just don't like it as a drink. It's not giving.
Mm.
It just feels like emptiness. Like Fanta, I get it. But Coke is like... Like, I actually don't even like it as a drink.
Yeah, I get you.
I like even there was one drink I thought that was quite nice though. Pepsi Max.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, then I had cranberry juice and I was just like, yeah, this, it's not giving. Anyways. Hey guys, so this episode is brought to you by Bloomsbury. We are promoting the new book called Grown. It is by 2 amazing Black British authors. You might have heard of them. They're called the Black Girl Book Club. And, you know, they're just doing their thing. They've been doing their thing for a very, very long time. So them writing this book is just amazing. And it's a celebration of Black British girlhood. And it's a really, really fantastic book. Both Jazz and I have read it and we really, really love it.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I feel like, you know, when you read a book and you're like, I wish this existed when I was younger. Because it literally has everything from like masturbation to how to like maintain friendships and oh my gosh, it literally has everything.
So good. Like stuff that I found really, really great was like stuff like reclaiming your time, how to talk about microaggressions, and just about self-care for Black women. And there's also stuff on securing a bag, baby, finances, you know, it's time to glow up. So shout out to Natalie and Melissa for this amazing book. And also, it was illustrated by Dorcas, who is one of my favourite illustrators. Like, her work is just so beautiful. And when I saw the cover of the book, like, the illustrations you'll see, it's just so, oh, God. Even the book cover, it's just so cute. It's like purple.
Mm.
It's just so adorable. So yeah, definitely like one of those presents you want to get everybody. That's what I'm doing, girl.
Yeah, for sure. There's also like a little segment in there by Mel B from the Spice Girls. And she talks a little bit about, sorry guys, trigger warning, about domestic abuse and recognising gaslighting and everything. So yeah, just a really, really important book.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. In the book, there's 5 new friendship rules, which me and Jazz are going to talk about. So the first one is shoot your shot. So what does that mean to you, Jasmine?
You know what? When I saw shoot your shot, originally I was like, because you know I don't believe in that stuff. But I think I only don't believe in shooting your shot in the romantic sense. I'm not going to lie. But shooting your shot friendship wise, I think it is really important. I know how scary it can be, especially with someone with social anxiety. But I know that shooting your shot is like, that's the reason why me and Vic are currently friends. And like, it's like such a beautiful friendship. So imagine like if that hadn't have happened. So yeah, definitely, I think shooting your shot is just not being afraid to put yourself out there. Like, even though like with our live show coming up, a lot of people are like, oh, you know, I'm coming by myself or whatever. Like, please, 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 like, don't be afraid to like just talk to someone that's there. That I know all our listeners are lovely and welcoming. So yeah, just ask a question like, oh, like, I like your shoes. Where did you get them from? Like, just start a conversation. Yeah, for sure.
No, definitely. Because even in the book, I can't remember which one of the girls, but they said that they met their BFF on their first day of secondary school. And they just simply said, tapped her on the shoulder and was like, do you want to be my friend?
Yeah.
And like, literally, like what Jazz said, I literally just went up to Jazz, shoot my shot, and I was like, hey, I'm Vic.
Yeah.
And took it from there. And I always say this, if the person is weird and it's like the first day of school, then that person has no friend. Honestly, like on the first day of school, people act so weird. It's like, oh God, sorry, my mug just fell on the floor. On the first day of school, people act so weird. It's like, okay, well, you don't have the friends then. For reals. Mm. Sure. So then the next rule is
show up, show out.
There we go.
Oh gosh, what does that mean to you, Vic?
You know, just being a good friend. So like gassing your friends where possible, just remembering to be there for them. So I think as you get older and you become an adult, it's really, really hard to do that. And you kind of stop talking to people just because it's hard. But I think what I've been remembering to do is as soon as I think about my friend, I'll message them. And usually that happens to me at like 5 a.m. And then that will mean like people might think I'm a bit of a nutter because they're like, why aren't you sleeping? But I'm just like, I'm going to have to message you because if not, I'm going to forget. So just show up. And it's also like, just show up. So like, if they have something that's happening, like they have a fashion show, make sure you're there.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to wait until Kanye West shouts them out and then you're like, oh, that's my friend. No, you make sure you're there from the get-go. If you can afford their clothes or if you can afford to help them any way, shape or form, you know, please, please always help your friends. Because that's what friends are for.
No, for sure. And I think it kind of... you know what? I'm the same because I'm the kind of person I'll be like, oh, like I'll message that person when I get back home. But then when I get back home, it's like so many things are happening that I end up forgetting. And then I feel guilty because I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't contact this person when I thought I should have or when I said I should have. So yeah, I think definitely it's important to try and stay on top of that. It sort of ties in nicely to the third rule as well about putting in work. And it's just like, yeah, like, don't center yourself in your conversations, like give them space to talk and, you know, listen and, you know, just being as supportive as possible. So, yeah. Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely echo what Jasmine said about self-centering and just listening. And even in the book, I remember they said something like, no shade, like launching into monologues about yourself it shows lack of consideration. And it's pretty egotistical. So yeah, just try and listen more and just catch yourself. Yeah. So if you're saying I, or if you're saying me, or if you tend to say, oh, but when that happened to me, or if you tend to say, it's not the same, but I can relate, because those are sometimes quite important, but sometimes try to keep them as a minimal. It depends on who your friend is. Some people like to hear that shit, but sometimes some people just want to hear that they've been heard.
Yeah, for sure. No, for sure. And the fourth rule is knowing your boundaries. I think this is more related to like when you're like not really, like when you have like a minor disagreement or you feel like aggrieved in some sort of way, and just, I guess, resolving it in a healthy way. Like a lot of us, I think we can, and I try not to be like this, but a lot of people can think the worst. Like, I know that if my friend did something that I didn't really like, I know that that was not their intention, or I'd like to think it's not. So I think the only way to really deal with it is you can think about it, it says in the book, like you can think about it over like a couple of days and like revisit in the morning and see like, oh, do I still feel the same? And just sit them down and have a conversation about it. That's the only way to really resolve it, but you definitely shouldn't ghost the person. The author says that they basically ghosted someone, and then when they were ready to talk, the person wasn't there. So you have to just keep communication lines open.
It's hard though, because sometimes when you're in your funk and like you're going through shit and everyone's asking, are you okay, and it's like, I don't even want to talk to you lot. But I think some people get it, some people don't. And my advice for the people that don't, if you have friends that don't and you still want to keep them around, just be like, listen, in 3 weeks, I'll be fine. But then sometimes you might not be okay in 3 weeks. Just be like, listen, in 3 weeks, you can hear from me. Because some people just need that. Like, sometimes you have to really assess your friends. Some friends are completely needy. They need to be held when you go to the toilet. Do you know what I mean? So them not hearing from you is doing something to them.
Yeah.
Not even to be rude. Like it some people are just so different. It can make them feel like that person doesn't want to be my friend anymore. They don't want to confide in me, but they just don't understand people have different coping mechanisms. But yeah, Jazz was totally right. In the book, the writer was saying how she was Petiana because she just fell off the face of the earth. But I do that as well. Sometimes you know, there's a story here in the book saying how when they were growing up, if people did something they didn't like, they would ghost. And I would do that all the time instead of just being confrontational, which I hate being, because I just feel like sometimes when you're confrontational, the response is like, why the fuck did I even say anything?
Yeah.
So it's a weird one.
And I think also like there's like this negative connotation when it comes to saying confrontational. It's like, I think people automatically feel like, oh, it's ag, but it's not. It's just you know, you're just facing the topic head on, whatever the beef is. And then the last one was spilling the tea, which is a difficult one, because I know like a lot of us have experienced hurt or betrayal in the past, so it's like it's hard for us to open up to other people. But I feel like in friendships, it's important to, like, be open and, like, we were speaking about on last week's episode, like, allow our friends to be friends. There is a risk. There's always a risk that, you know, your friend could be mad. But we would like to think that we've been very discerning in choosing our friends and they wouldn't do such a thing. But, yeah, I just feel like being open with your friends is very, very important.
Yeah, no, definitely. Because sometimes when you're carrying stuff, it can feel like a burden, and if you share it with a friend, it may make you feel like not too heavy, if that makes sense.
For sure.
Just like alleviating some of your feelings. But yeah, that is the rules, so go check out the book, guys. It came out on the 30th of September, but you can go buy it at all the bookshops, Amazon, Waterstones, all the black owned bookshops as well. Go follow Black Girl Book Club to learn some more details about the book as well.
Yeah, guys, you'll definitely love this book. Buy it for your teenagers, your even just adults, like everyone
even adults, yeah.
And appreciate it. Like it's honestly amazing. Even just the titles of some of the chapters, like I woke up like this, and the first one is that you, yeah?
Exactly. It's just literally how we talk, and it's just so beautiful, because I'm loving that we're seeing so many books that look and feel like us.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, what a time.
What a time to be alive. Where to drink in future.
What a time this is to be alive for this shit.
I'm dead.
What president do you want to sing? That song, I can't believe how much I like that song, that Blue Tint song.
But you know, Vic, like, I feel like you could think of a Drake song for anything.
I probably could.
I think you could. It's actually a skill.
It's really weird.
No, I appreciate that about you. thank you so much, guys. Check out the book.
Yeah. So, hey, guys, back to the episode. I have a question. How do you ask a black person where they're really from? this is for black, this is a black stream only. this is for Africans, no, Africans, for blacks only. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, when you
meet a black, say it's an African only live stream.
Yeah.
You know what? I think I just ask, and then whatever they answer, I'll just accept that. Do you get
you're
what
mad.
I mean?
You're actually mad. So they said to you, oh yeah, I'm from Essex, and you think,
yeah,
wow,
just like, okay. Yeah, like, because I find it awkward, yeah, where someone asks me, like, oh, where are you from? And then
but it's black people.
I know, but I'll say country or area. That's what I'll say to them.
Mm.
And then they'll tell me.
Yeah, but most you say country or area, and some people will say UK.
That's hilarious.
Do you know why I ask? Because often, when I was younger, I used to do this really, really stupid. Not stupid, but like, obviously I'm Nigerian. I used to think every black person was Nigerian. Not obviously, I did not think that, but like, especially in my area, because in Essex where I live, in Thurrock, most of the black people are Nigerian.
Mm.
So I meet a black person, I'm like, oh, you're Nigerian. They're like, oh, no, I'm Ghanaian. I'm like, ah.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, I don't know. To me, when I ask that question, I think most of the time I am asking what country they're from.
Mm.
So I think if I was to ask that, usually I'll just be like, oh, what country are you from? That's what I'll say. And I've never had someone say, oh, I'm from the UK. If they did, I really would look at them sideways. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I knew someone who was from India who now is very confident about, like, their... oh, no, I'm saying too much. Nah. I'm doing a bit too much. I'm exposing people right now. Let's not. But it was giving... my grandparents are from there, not me.
Yeah.
I said, okay. Anyways.
Yeah.
I was doing a bit too much.
it was giving in denial, but it's okay. Mm. It's okay.
We all grow.
Yeah,
also maybe last week episode I said, is there space to grow for black people who used to literally be like, I am British, my parents are Nigerian, I am British, my parents are Jamaican.
Do you know what, yeah,
is there room to grow for those people who are now embracing it and doing Wakanda forever?
Do you know what,
because sometimes I don't think there is, Jazz. Sometimes I think people look at them, even, well, I'm trying not to do that anymore, because sometimes I don't even realise, Jazz, how deep it is to live in a place where there's just white people and you're the only black person.
Yeah. I get you. I mean, I don't know. It's a good question. Because the way I see it is that some things I find a bit strange, and I only say that because of David Lammy. You know David Lammy, yeah? He went on LBC and he was there trying to argue with some woman, some caller, to say, I'm English. And why can't I call myself English? And I'm like, huh?
You can. But the thing is, that's the thing. There's a difference between...
But she was saying to him, you're not English. You're British. And he was saying, no, I'm English. And I'm like...
But people don't even call themselves English anyways. But he is mad because why are you fighting for your right to say you're English?
Yeah.
Does he even make grammatical sense?
And he was saying...
English.
He was saying, obviously I'm proud of my Caribbean heritage, blah, 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 blah. But I'm English. I'm black English. And I'm like...
English?
I'm like, sir... I'm like, please don't make me side with this racist woman. Oh, but God. What is going on here?
But since when did we say we're English?
This is what I'm saying. He's trying to fight for that right. And I'm like, I'm not...
No, not even we, like black people. White people don't say they're English. They say they're British. Am I missing something?
Some white people do say that they're English. But because obviously they're talking about Anglo-Saxon. This is even what the white woman was saying on the call. She was like, obviously Anglo-Saxon people, you know, if that is in their ancestry, they'll say... I'm English. But she said, but you are Caribbean. You are not English. Okay. That's, okay. You are not Anglo-Saxon, is what she was trying to say to him. So you are Black British. You're not English. And he was like, no, I'm English. And I want to refer to myself as that. And okay, I'm then. Just like, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's me.
No, my thing is, why are you fighting for your rights when both of the terms are kind of coincide?
I'm just like, yeah, I don't like, obviously, if she was saying you're not British or whatever, that's a different kettle of fish. I feel like British is more so like your nationality, like, you know, where's your passport or whatever, like, where have you grown up or whatever, cool. But to say you're English, I feel like that refers to your ethnicity. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah. No, I think so. Also, I don't... if you want to say you're English, who are you to... Why are you fighting with people? You want to fight for your rights? I don't know why. With a white person who's telling... Like, she... I don't even know. That's energy that I don't have. I can't even talk about it. I don't even have the energy.
Not at all.
It's fighting for the wrong reasons.
It's but, very mad.
But yeah, I do think about those people who... used to not even associate with their Blackness, and now they've kind of grown into it because it is much easier to nowadays with so much Blackness around us online. And now, even like being Nigerian, it wasn't really the cool thing. I remember a lot of people used to tell me that they used to say that they were Jamaican. Even I knew someone who used to say that they were half Jamaican, even though that bloodline was deep, far away from them. But like, do you know what I mean? And I was the only person who would be like, I'm Nigerian, because I can't escape not be like, what lie could I even think I couldn't? Mm-hmm. But sometimes I think, is there grace for those people to grow? Like, is there space for people to kind of be like, that? Okay, that's how they used to be. But it's kind of like you get brushed with this, like, oh, they were coon. Or not coon, but like, they were anti-Black or...
I think, do you know what I think it is? I think if you were being, I think it's about evidence trail. Do you get what I mean? Like, I feel like if there was strong evidence of your lack of knowledge, I was just saying lack of knowledge, because I think for some people, it's just a case of where they were born or where they were brought up. It's almost like they had to, or they felt as though they had to sort of integrate, and to do that, they felt as though they had to strip themselves of their Blackness. So I do sympathize with people like that. It's very easy for me to be like, oh, you know, you should have been like this or whatever, when I was brought up where, you know, all the people around me were like an ethnic minority when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so I do feel like if there's like a evidential trail, like, you know, that girl, that mixed race, I think she's mixed race and she's Tory and she always says something mad. Like,
oh, yeah.
So someone like her, if in a few years time she starts doing Black Lives Matter or whatever, people are going, she's going to get rinsed.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah. But I feel like if, like, we can see like how your journey's been and, you know, there's not really an evidential trail to, you know, what you was like back in the day. I feel like there is definitely room for growth, because even myself, like, I feel like I've done a lot of unlearning over the years, and I know people get sick and tired of that word, but there's been so much that I think social media has helped with. Like, social media has helped create a community. As much as we might, you know, hate social media in some respects, I feel like in a lot of ways it's enabled Black people to have a community and to not feel alone in certain things and to really analyze certain things and be like, actually, this is something that we were dealing with when we were growing up, but it's wrong. And, you know, sort of having those uncomfortable conversations, definitely. So I do feel like maybe not everyone will be the same, but I do feel like I do have a lot of grace, and like, I have time for people that maybe in the past they felt a certain way, but now they've sort of grown into their Blackness. I definitely sympathize with them, I'm not going to lie.
And also, there's like, sometimes London is getting my fucking nerves. Like, they hear you're from Essex and they're like, oh, you are white.
Yeah.
Even where I live, and Jazz, you know how close I live to London.
That's mean. Like,
people, and sometimes people don't even know I'm from Essex because of my accent. And like, they can't really, they don't know where to place me.
Yeah.
And when they're like, oh, I didn't know you're from London. And all of a sudden they start changing, they start acting different. They're like, oh, well, you must be a white girl.
Mm?
I don't really get that often, but like some Londoners, it's like, oh, like, you must move like a white girl. Like, you must. I'm like, why would.
Yeah. And what does that even, what does that even mean?
Honestly, I don't even know. I'm like, firstly, even if I lived in the pits of Essex, like deep, deep down, I'm not a white girl, evidently, as you can see.
Mm.
It's the thing where Londoners believe if you're not from London, you are not black.
You're a different kind of black, like, yeah.
I don't know if I'm being dramatic. I'd love to hear our listeners' points of view of this. But sometimes I feel like some Londoners, if you're not from London, you're not from ENDS, you're not black.
Mm.
You don't go through the same experiences with racism, or you don't lay your... Like, I've heard people say, like, oh, Essex girls don't know how to lay their wigs.
Hmm?
Their wigs are somehow, like, if you see a black girl and they're from Essex or they're not from London, you can tell small, or with a finesse.
Wow.
Like, I've even heard how people used to talk about Kaz on Love Island, be like, oh, you could tell she's a black girl from Essex. Like, you know, they're not going to put a girl from ENDS. Well, Leanne was on there, and so was Priscilla.
Yeah.
Leanne is from East London. Do you know what I mean? Like, she wasn't saying that she was Queen of Wolverhampton for no reason.
That's jokes.
I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. I don't even know why that's bothering me. It's not really bothering me. I'm just wanting to say and share.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely fair, because I definitely think as well, like, back in the day, did you find that a lot of people would, like, comment on you not being, like, proper black or whatever? Like, you know that word, what's it called? Coconut or whatever.
No, not really. I did get one girl. He was also from Essex that called me a coconut.
What?
I think she actually called me a coon, you know? I don't even know. She called me a lot of... That girl was mad. Thank God I'm not friends with her. Anyways, then she used to be like to me, oh, she was Nigerian as well. Oh, can you teach me how to make eba? Can you teach me how to make stew? Was I not the coconut? So make up your fucking mind. Yeah, I think some people had to project. But no, I didn't really get that at all. I think... I'm trying to think. No, I didn't get that at all. I didn't even get, oh, you're... You know, a lot of people got, oh, you speak well for a black girl. I never got... Maybe I don't speak well, yeah. But I didn't get that. But I'm trying to think, like, what did I... I think when I went to Brunel, I think some people could tell, oh, you dress and talk a bit different.
Oh, okay.
That was it, really. But that wasn't really a big thing.
Okay. Yeah, I do definitely agree. Like, I feel like Londoners, we feel like, well, some of us feel like we're the centre of everything. And that there's only one type of black, and if you're not from London, then you don't fit in.
Exactly.
Basically. Or if you're not from London, you can't talk about certain experiences. Or,
yep.
Yeah, so definitely I do agree there's some sort of arrogance when it comes to Londoners. Yeah.
And I'm not even just saying it for, like, me. I'm talking about, like, people who literally live in a town. There's no black people. They're the only black people in the village. And... it's mad rural. They have to travel far and wide to get braids done. Like, I'm talking about those kind of people.
Mm.
And then Londoners will just paint them with this brush of, oh, well, you're not black enough.
Yeah.
And it's like, and also sometimes it's like, is it my fucking fault that my parents decided to go and uproot somewhere that's got green? Like, that's not my, that wasn't, at 10 years old, I wasn't thinking about, how is this going to affect my black... Do you know what I mean? I wasn't thinking too tough.
Yeah, of course. Of course you
were. I was just thinking, oh my God, I'm not going to have to share a bedroom with my brothers anymore.
Mm. Yeah, and rightly so. You shouldn't... That shouldn't even be a thought that crosses, like, a child's mind. So unfair. Mm. But yeah, I agree, Vic. I definitely do agree. I wanted to talk about briefly this week. It is like a triggering topic, but it comes out of like I know a lot of people from the UK will be familiar with the Sarah Everard case and the police officer that kidnapped her and killed her was given a whole life sentence, which in the UK is very rare. And then the police have come out and said that if you suspect, what did they say? If you have suspicions about a police officer, you should run away and call 999. And I'm just like,
that's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. It's so insensitive. Like, do you not even understand what is going on? Oh God.
It's ridiculous. And not just that, it just goes to show, like, as a black woman, or even a black man, would a black man be able to run away from the police and not have the living daylights beaten out of him?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just doesn't, it just seems like they're completely lost. They're not connected to reality. Like, how does that even make sense? And again, I feel like it's putting the ownership on, like, the public, where it's like, maybe you need to sort out your shit internally.
Yeah.
Like, why? How has this been able to happen? Where this man has been able to use his, basically his legal powers.
Yeah.
To get this woman into his car. It's just scary, I think, being a woman.
Yeah. Honestly, even the story recently, Sabina Nasser.
Yeah.
I hope I'm saying her last name right. Oh my God. Early 28 years, I think she was. I don't even have the words. Yeah. I don't have the words. When I saw the story and I heard she went missing, I was just thinking, please God, can you just, please. So, sorry guys, let me explain the story for those who don't know. She was a 28-year-old teacher from London, and she was walking to her friend's house around 8 p.m. And she was killed by a man who was in, I think, his around his 40s. And he dumped her body in the park, I believe. And if I believe correctly, I think students found the body, or kids.
Oh my gosh.
It's just awful. I remember seeing a tweet from her sister telling everybody to pray for the family. So if you guys are religious, please, if you don't mind, just send in a prayer for her family, because it is really, really tough.
Yeah.
And it's just awful, because I think it's one of those things where the picture that they're using is one of her graduation. And obviously, I could be doing a lot here. And she's Asian. So, you know, when it's like you're already from an ethnic minority, and it's like you can imagine like being so proud, you've worked so hard.
Yeah.
She did a sociology degree. And I think that was her first teaching job at that school.
Mm.
And all the kids loved her. And it's like, you've worked so hard. I'm sure her parents must have been so proud of her.
Yeah.
You did everything by the book. Do you know what I mean? Yet people are so fucking disgusting that they use their might to get what they want in life to this extent. That is so fucking I'm sorry, I don't really have the words. So I'm sorry if you guys are listening and you want us to be a bit more activists. I just don't have the words. If I'm gonna be completely honest, this whole thing just really, really annoys me and really angers me. When I think about these stories, I get so wound up, because I just can't fathom that stupid fucking men exist that are doing these hideous crimes.
Yeah.
And then they don't get put down enough. You see the sentences and you think,
yeah.
Would they get more time if they knocked off one of those stupid statues?
God. And there's another one. It's just unbelievable. But I believe it was in Florida. The woman's name was Maya. Let me get her surname. Maya Marcano. And she was a 19-year-old who lived in an apartment building, and the maintenance worker of the apartment building tried to get her number, or like tried to make a romantic gesture towards her, and she wasn't interested. And then the guy used a master key to enter her apartment, and he also kidnapped her and murdered her, and she was missing for 6 days, and then they found her body, I think it was yesterday or the day before, I believe. But the guy, instead of facing his crimes and receiving justice, he killed himself. So yeah, it's just, I think it's a scary time, I think, as a woman, just hearing all of these kind of stories, and it's like, it just feels like nothing is safe. Like,
yeah.
Maya, like, how could she have ever predicted that he would use a master key to get into her house? Like, it's just inconceivable that someone would be able to do such a thing. And, you know, I've been seeing a lot of stories on like TikTok or social media of like women saying, I think there was a woman that said she was in a Bolt or an Uber, and the taxi driver locked her in and said she can't get out unless she kisses him. There was another Bolt driver who was asking this woman questions, and you know, at first the woman just thought it was conversation, but then it's like the guy started like saying, oh, take my number and stuff like that. And she obviously then her sort of survival instincts kicked in, and she was like, hold on, this is weird. So she had to, like, he was asking, oh, are you going home right now? So she was like conscious of the fact that now he knows where she lives, and that when she got out of the car, she had to go up to a stranger and say, sorry, do you mind me just acting as if I know you? And he waited outside. She said he was there for ages, just watching her. So you just think all of these things is just...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
It's too much. It's way too much. Gosh, I can't.
Yeah. Sorry, guys, for
even topic. Just seeing that picture of Sabina, like, everywhere, like, it's... And then seeing, like, people do social media takes on it. I don't even want to get into it. I don't.
I know.
But what I'm going to say is, when shit happens like this, the first thing isn't to launch into a fucking social media take. It's to fucking pray, if you're religious, for the family. It's to fucking go to your MPs. It's to go to the visuals and support.
Yeah.
It's not to jump on others and... Yeah. Can't. Yeah, can we, let's move the combo on, just so I don't want to.
That's okay. Yeah, I don't know if now is the right time to talk about what we're watching on Netflix, or what we're watching in general. It doesn't have to be Netflix.
I'm watching Squid Game.
Yay! You're watching it.
Why are you saying yay?
Because I don't know.
Take back your yay. I don't want your yay.
Okay, what do you think? Because when I watched it, I loved it.
Anyways, I knew you would. I'm on episode 2. And it's not giving.
Keep going.
Uncle is not paying for the child support. Is it your dad?
I knew you were going to say that.
This is somebody that you want me to come and side with? This is not a good somebody. anyways, I'm rooting with the old man. I like his vibe. He's such a sweet person. He's giving cute.
I'm dead at you saying this, you know.
He's giving cute.
I'm dead.
I like the South Asian Donnie as well. He's giving. Actually, no, I'm a bit sus of him, actually. Because why are you greeting everybody going, hello, sir? Excuse me. These are not your elders. So you need to cool it. You need to cool down. So I'm a little bit sus of him. I think the woman, the kind of like badassy woman, do you know who I'm on about?
Yeah.
She's gorgeous. Oh my God.
She is.
She's so pretty. So yeah, I'm excited to see where it goes. If it's she, I'm going to come back and cuss all of you lot.
Do you know what? I actually cannot wait until next week's episode where you give like a proper, like when you've done with it, when you say like what you think, because it's very, very interesting hearing your first thoughts.
Is it a switch? Because the thing is, yes, I didn't Google what it was.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I'm watching, if I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just watching it because everyone said, and a part of me, when I was watching it, I watched the first episode and I was like, this is not giving. Let me go back to my cute shit. Because I don't like all this bloody. I like cutes.
Yeah. I know.
What do you think?
It's, you know what? I loved it, but I like love Korean drama. I don't even know what to call it. Is it a drama? I guess it kind of is. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say it's a... I don't know what genre to really place it in, but... this is like my cup of tea, and a few months ago I had watched Alice in Borderland when it came out, and I loved it. So when this came out, I was like, yes, this is gonna be up my alley, basically. So yeah, I loved it. At first I was the same as you. I was like, this man is a horrible person. You're stealing your mom's cash. Mm-hmm. You're gambling it away, and you don't even have limits. You don't even know your limit. So I was like, and you're already in debt. You got threatened, and then you go and start doing more gambling with a stranger. Okay, so so at first I was very much like, yeah, this is not a good somebody. But as it went along and you got invested in the characters and everything, yeah, I just think it's amazing, amazing storytelling. Mm-hmm. So yeah, definitely, I'm not going to say too much because I want everyone to be able to watch it before I really talk the tea. But next week, don't worry, we're going to come with the spoilers. When Vic is finished, we're coming with the spoilers. So all our listeners, if you want to watch it with us. Oh, this
guys, I just saw the saddest thing. I don't know if I'm going to tell you lot. No, let me not, because then it's either I don't tell you because I don't want you to know, but I could tell you and possibly save your lives.
What's happened?
I just saw rats in Sainsbury's bakeries. And those rats were moving quick. Yeah. They knew that on camera.
Yeah, they actually knew that the camera was there.
Shit. Okay, so would you have preferred to have known, or would you prefer to have not known?
Do you know what? Yeah, you know, growing up a germaphobe, you think about all these possibilities, but then you get to a point where you're like, I've survived so much, I can survive like a little bit of dirt on a croissant. Like I can.
You can survive a little bit of rapu.
But yeah, that is what I. And I think the video that I saw was Adrian from Backchat. So he was the one that did a reaction video to it. And he said, that in his wildest dreams, he never would have thought that it would be rats running along the bread and the pastries. And that is exactly the same with me. Like, I've seen a woman... an old woman at that in Sainsbury's again. I don't know what it is. I don't. Maybe it's the market that they have. But the woman was touching the jam donuts with her bare hands and feeling them, squeezing them.
What?
And then, yes, and then selecting the one she wants. I said, "This is not. This is not fruit. This is not an apple where I can wash it."
God.
You're literally doing grips in thing with jam donuts. and then you're fucking leaving hell. It. You're not purchasing that donut. Like, okay. But now I've seen the rats scrambling all over the... Did you see the way they were even trying to get up the basket? Scrambling.
Oh, my God. Oh,
in the pastry basket.
God. Oh. Oh, my God. Oh.
I don't know. Sainsbury's, I'm sorry. I'm not doing it. Maybe Lidl. It's not. Maybe Lidl. I'm not going to lie. Because the croissants in Lidl... I might. If it's rat seasoning on it, it's like that might
even be what's giving it exactly. The flavor.
Might even be what why it's giving so much.
Wow. Nasty. Also, what happened to the Body Shop's makeup primer?
I've never tried it. Is it, what's it called?
No, Wonder Blur, I think it was called. But do you remember basically there was a time where it used to be the thing?
I think I do.
And then all of a sudden, the girls just stopped.
Do you know
what? Why did the girls do that? It's called Insta Blur. I think they got another one called Wonder Blur. Why did the girls do that?
I think...
Why did the girls just stop?
Do you know what I think it is? I think it's because the girls have options now, which I love. I love that for us. Because, you know what? That's a good point, actually. One thing, like, I know that, like, you know, like there's lots of options now, but for the most part I know like generally what the girls are buying, but when it comes to primers I feel like we're not all on the same page, and I would like us to get on the same page.
The same page right now is the Bobbi Brown enriched face base.
So that's the primer. You guys got money.
No, I got gifted. I can't afford that shit.
Because
when they said it to me, I was like, do you even know what this is?
Yeah.
But when I tried it, I was like, this is worth the money.
Really?
Oh my god, yeah.
Oh my gosh. I might have to try it. I'll wait until my current one finishes, then I'll
try. To be fair, you can get, because when they gave it to me, I was like, oh, I'm gonna have to buy this. So I went to go look at the prices, and I remember you can get the 15 mil for £13.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough. All right. I'll get it as a trial, because I know people are also talking about the milk hydra something.
Milk hydra.
Yeah, and it's like a jelly. It's like a jelly
the hydra primer. Grip. Oh, for milk.
Yeah, hydra grip. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So I've got the Duke as well, which is the next one.
What's that saying?
I think it's okay. What is it called? Can't see it from here. What it's called? But there's like a jelly one from. I think it's called Bear With Me. From NYX, and it's good. I'm not gonna lie, it's good. But also I think it's Naomi, she raves about the H&M primer, which she says it is a dupe for the Becca one, and I think Becca's going out of business, right?
Yeah, I thought they did, you know.
Yeah, so if you guys are looking for a Becca primer dupe, check out H&M's primer, apparently.
Oh, yeah, you said. Yeah, be about Jazz. Becca's closed. Crazy.
Streets are scary out here.
Scary, girl. Scary. Yeah.
What am I watching? I am watching something called Into the Night. I'm now on the second series. And it's basically a French show. And... From it's what I remember, it's not that scary. It's
an apocalyptic film.
Yes, basically
thriller.
Yeah, it's apocalyptic, and it's scary because the premise of it is that the sun is killing people. So what do we have to?
All right.
It actually sounds crazy when I say it. So how it starts is season one starts with like we're in an airport. And they're on a plane. So obviously they're just trying to fly the plane and keep it in the night. So they have to keep flying wherever it's nighttime, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So that's literally what they've done. And then at the end of season one, they found a bunker, which seems to keep them safe from the sun. But obviously with season two starting now, there's obviously going to be a problem as to why they need to leave the bunker, food running out, all of that shit. So... I think that's where season two is going to start. So yeah, that's my thing. And also, Vic, I have a question. Are you a subtitles babe or a dub babe?
I like to, if I'm going to be honest with you, I like subtitles. Yeah, I like subtitles.
Mm-hmm.
But because Squid Game, everybody's talking about it, I feel like I can't watch it fast enough. Oh. And I'm scared for spoilers, so now I'm watching the dubs, which I don't mind, but I think I prefer to read the subtitles. Because there was a show, what's that show I watched? There's one show about, I think it was called Unorthodox.
Okay, yeah.
No, that was, I don't know. Usually I watch, I'll just read the subtitles.
Because
sometimes, I don't know why I do that.
Yeah, I think I'm the same.
I know, because it gives me time to concentrate.
Oh, what, when you read subtitles?
And I need that. I need to kind of escape a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. When you watch things with subtitles, like, there's no opportunity for you to go on your phone and scroll at the same time,
mm-hmm.
which is what I often do, which is a terrible habit. But yeah, that's why I prefer reading subtitles. And also, I like being able to hear, like, the actors... like
their voice.
Energy, like some voice actors are good, like Money Heist, their English dub is quite good because like the voice actors are really good in it, but I kind of do wish I watched Money Heist with the subtitles. It's the only show where I've used the English dubs and I'm like I kind of regret, but I do prefer subtitles. I'm not gonna lie, I'm a subtitles
maybe
girl.
I should watch Money Heist, but I probably won't. I need some more cute shows. So anybody knows some cute shows I can watch, please let me know.
Yeah, I don't really know any cute shows. Netflix don't even recommend me cute shows. That's how jokes it is. Wow, they've actually given up on me.
Yeah, I was watching. Have you seen Blood and Water?
No, I haven't seen it. What is it about?
Blood and Water. Can I tell you what it is without spoiling it? It's basically kind of like South African teen show, teen crime drama show.
It's got crime in it?
Yeah, it's got crime, baby girl.
Girl, that's all I need to
do. Abduction.
Oh.
I'll say that. Oh. And it's predominantly based in like a private school.
Okay.
But it's really good. The cast are gorgeous. I just love the music. I love South Africans. I love how they say friend. So they say this. They'll be talking. They'll be like, "So friend." So like they add the word friend at the end of the most random sentence. So like, "Do you need help there, friend?" Actually, now it sounds Scottish. But like, it's just cute. It's just so cute. But yeah, I really, really like the show. And they come out with a second series. So just watch it now. The beginning, the first 3 episode kind of dragged, but it is good.
Okay. Sorry, did you say they have 3 series now?
Oh, no, sorry, they have 2. But the first 3 episodes of the second series kind of dragged, but it is good.
Okay, all right.
Would recommend.
I'll get into that one. There was something I was going to say. Oh my gosh, I have such a bad memory. Oh, yeah, I was going to say, our live show is coming up, guys! 2 Ooh. Weeks today! Oh my gosh.
Not long.
It's exciting, terrifying, everything. Like just a whole host of emotions, but I'm so looking forward to it.
Me too. I finally got my outfit, so I went through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 dresses to get the right one.
Wow.
I know.
But you gots to do what you gots to do.
I know. Cause there was one I was gonna wear that was just that was the one I wanted to wear from the jump before it was even sold. And then when it came, it was giving.
It wasn't giving.
It wasn't giving. Yeah. Do you know what? It's a nice dress, but it's just like photography wise, or I feel like it would look funny in light.
Yeah, I get you. And I know like some of the things, like after I found out that when ASOS, and it's probably not just ASOS, but they were the ones that got caught. You know when they clip like the back of clothes to like make them look a certain way?
Oh,
that changed my life, you know?
Because
I'm like, I can't trust anything then.
Mm.
because you clip
well, you
it.
You just get taken in.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's like with my dress thing, it's very, very long. And my mum's like, oh, take it to get lifted up. And I'm like,
yeah, why not?
I'm not confident in these kind of things, you know? I just feel like something's going to go wrong.
Well, the earlier you do it, the better. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Or I'll end up tripping at the live show. Just don't put
on. Oh, yours is really, really nice. Really, really nice. Really nice. Thank you. Need to sort out my hair. Because now my new dress came like itchy yesterday. Now my hair idea has gone out the window. I have to just do it again. I kind of wish I could just do my hair myself. But I don't trust myself.
Yeah, I get you. Because
I want to do it gel up, like gel it up in a ponytail, but then have like a bun, but like a messy bun with like curly sideburns.
Okay, yeah, I get what you mean.
If anybody can do my hair, if anybody knows anybody that's trustworthy, please. And when I say trustworthy, I mean like, please, like, no, please, I need trust. but it's just my gel can sometimes, it's a hit and miss.
Okay, I get you.
Like, when we went out to the Blogosphere Awards, I don't know why my hair decided to gel that day, but it did, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Used the same gel the next day when I went out with my friends, didn't stick.
Oh, that's so weird.
So it's probably something that I'm doing.
Yeah, did you do anything different when you applied it? Like, did you apply it damp the first time and not damp the second time, or?
I think maybe it's how long I left it to dry, maybe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it probably is.
One
that.
Second, let me charge my laptop before it dies.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm back. I'm back. I'm back. I'm back.
Yeah, I have to. What do I have to do? I need a slick. What I think I'm going to do is a slick low bun.
Oh, that'll be really cute.
Yeah, I think that's what I need for the for the outfit. Yeah, like, I can't really imagine anything else working. Oh my gosh, I'm seeing the rat video again.
Oh God, please. Do you know what heels you're going to wear?
I have no idea.
Or what shoes even?
No idea. How about you? Do you know?
I'm probably just going to wear my black heels, those comfy ones.
Yeah, I think that's a good shout. I'll probably even end up changing my shoes anyway, because I like to be comfortable.
Yeah.
And I don't think my shoes will be on show too much. So
okay, lucky.
I might be able to get away with it, yeah. I might do a Meg Thee Stallion.
Girl, please. Have some decorum.
Oh, I'm dead. Yeah. I actually got grilled as well. You know, for my ick on the treadmill, I was like, wow, these running men are really offended.
Oh, but a lot of women agreed with you though.
Yeah, like men were saying, what are men saying? Oh, she probably doesn't know anything about fitness. I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, it's because I don't know how a treadmill works. Yeah.
Oh, don't mind them.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, people really. But it that's what I find funny about like today's society, like people really care about what other people think. Like, how can my ick get to you when I don't even know what you look like? I don't even know you.
Yeah, I think people are doing a bit too much. Yeah. However, I did know that was gonna happen when I made the video.
Yeah, I just knew it. I knew as soon as I said it, I knew like the drag is pending. I'm gonna hurt someone's feelings.
Yeah. Somewhere. Because when you said it, I was like, that is a perfect video for TikTok. And now it's got 179,000 views. But that's not even the impressive thing. I think the impressive thing is the fact that it's got 780 shares.
No fucking way. Yeah. Wow. That means there's like 780 people probably grilling me. Damn.
Let's say 10% of them have gone to the podcast page.
Really?
No, that's how I think marketing-wise. 5 or 10% of people have been like, that's cool, let's go check out Black Girls Living Podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why I make these videos. Actually, that's not the only reason. Obviously, I want to spend brand awareness there, but I think also I just find them fun to make.
Yeah, yeah.
For example, we've had a video that's had pretty much the similar views, but it's only had 36 shares.
Which one is that one?
That was the, if I remember correctly, that was the one where Bella was explaining if the...
Oh, the colours.
Yeah, Mike was real or not.
Mm.
And wait, did I say that your video, this recent one, had over 700 shares?
Yeah.
I think our most viewed video is the Daniel Kaluuya one, which has about 300,000 views.
Bloody hell.
And it's got 475 shares. But to be fair, there was the Matt Cummings, or whatever that Donnie Matt Cummings.
Oh, Hancock.
That's it. That video had 35,000 views. However, had 257 shares.
Yeah.
TikTok is just, I don't even know what.
Yeah, the algorithm. Oh yeah, there was a time, well, recently when we went to watch the Trevor Noah show, it was so funny. Like, you know when I wish, like, I could record, like, our everyday interactions, Rick, so, like, our listeners could see you in all your glory. But basically, we were at the Trevor Noah show, and the girls we were with from Sky said,
TikTok, please embarrass me.
TikTokers have come. Or whatever. Oh, the people from TikTok are here. So then Rick said, oh, they're from TikTok. And Rick started doing Renegade.
I'm ashamed.
Rick said she was going to go up to them and do the Renegade.
And then what did we find out? They're not TikTokers. They're corporate. How embarrassing. Thank God I didn't do anything.
Oh, I think my belly was actually hurting, Rick. Like, that's how much I was laughing. Oh, but yeah, it's just everyday stuff like that. I'm like, oh, I wish you guys could see.
I wish now.
It's just the best.
Please.
Oh, gosh. All right, cool. Shall we get into Black Excellence of the Week?
Yes.
Did I screenshot one this week? Do you want to go first if you have one?
Again, I don't, because I'm a fool.
You're not a fool, it happens.
But yeah, just shout out to everybody doing the damn thing. It's October, OBO gang, we in the building, we live. Happy birthday OBO to my people, dems.
Yeah. It's coming, it's coming. Mine is Michaela Cole for being the first Black woman to win an Emmy for limited series writing, and that was for I May Destroy You. You know how much we loved that show. So yeah, and definitely
we were featured, real quick.
Yeah, we were featured. So yeah, amazing show, amazing writing. Everything about it, like, it genuinely was perfect. So yeah, shout out to Michaela Cole. Also, I'm excited about Insecure coming soon, last season.
Thank God. On Drake's birthday, let's go.
The only thing, did you say on Drake's birthday?
Mm-hmm.
When is Drake's birthday?
24th.
Oh, Vic, you are a real fan and I love that for you.
I don't think I am. I don't know why I know this information.
Vic, you have OVO on your Crocs. You are a real fan. There's nothing wrong with being a real fan of Drake. I'm a fan of Drake, but I don't know the things that I should know. Like, I should have known his birthday.
I lost the O. Somebody tripped me over when I don't think they meant to. When I was at the train station and the O fell off.
Oh,
I don't know where
sorry.
It went. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm excited about Insecure. I just hope that they respect the UK viewers this time, and like, can we view it on the same day, please, as the Americans?
I don't know about you, but Mr. Worldstar is making it possible for me, boy.
I know. Don't know about you. But I hate like having to click through all the different pop-ups and I'm like, is my TV, is my phone getting infected or what?
You know what? Those things are good for hand-eye coordination. It's good to keep you active. It's a game. It's a festival.
I'm actually dead. I can't believe you said that.
I'm so good at those things.
Oh gosh.
Because sometimes you want to maximize the screen and next thing you know, the pop-ups have started
exactly.
again.
Exactly.
Oh my god.
Exactly. And you know when you're dreading clicking the play button because you just know another pop-up is gonna come. It's just oh gosh. The struggle is real. Yes, please respect us this time, HBO or whoever you are who owns it. Alrighty. Thank you for listening to another episode of Black Girls Living. Catch us at Black Girls Living on Twitter and Instagram. My account is jazz_BW.
And I'm on Vic Sunusi on Instagram, Victoria Sunusi on Twitter. And yeah, you can follow us on TikTok as well, Black Girls Living. And yeah, not long to the live show. Thank you so much for all those who have bought tickets. We can't wait. It's sold out as well. Sorry, guys. I know I've been getting a few messages like, can I come? I'm so sorry you cannot. But we'll definitely do another one soon. So, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, all right.
Bye.